This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Ovidio Guzman Lopez, a son of former Sinaloa cartel leader Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, pleaded not guilty yesterday to U.S. drug trafficking, money laundering, and other charges. Lopez had been extradited to the United States on Friday, 5 months after U.S. prosecutors unsealed multiple indictments against him and his brothers. The indictments allege that the brothers steered the cartel increasingly into synthetic drugs, such as fentanyl. Lopez and his brother have denied the claims, previously saying in a letter, quote, "We are victims of persecution and have been made into scapegoats," end quote. Lopez's next court date is set for November 17th. Donald Trump's campaign confirmed that the presidential candidate will be skipping next week's Republican presidential debate and will instead visit the Detroit area to speak with striking auto workers. His campaign will be flying out to Michigan, a key battleground state, next week, and is expected to give a speech to members of various unions, including the striking United Auto Workers. Trump has previously said on social media sites, Truth Social, the United Auto Workers are being sold down the drain with all this all-electric car scam. Canada is investigating allegations India may have been involved in an assassination of a Sikh activist on Canadian soil. The victim, Sikh leader Hardeep Nijjar, was gunned down outside a Sikh cultural center in Surrey, British Columbia, 3 months ago. Nijjar was a strong supporter of an independent Sikh homeland known as Khalistan. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said Canadian intelligence agencies are investigating allegations that the government of India may have played a role. Thanks for listening. We are USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Here's a stat you may have not seen coming. Impulse buys are on the rise, especially among heavy users of social media.
According to Ted Rossman, who is a senior industry analyst at Bankrate, millennials lead the pack in these spontaneous purchases, averaging just over $1,000 annually.
It can really add up. We found that over the past year, about 4 out of 10 social media users made an impulse buy of something that they saw on social media. And unfortunately, 57% of them regretted at least one of the purchases.
The research indicates that as age increases, the inclination to make impulsive buys driven by social media decreases. A staggering $71 billion was devoted to impulsive purchases in the last year. I'm John Schaefer.
After a baby was killed by the drug fentanyl in a New York City daycare center, Mayor Eric Adams is ready to come down hard on anything fentanyl.
Adams noted fentanyl is not marijuana sitting on your tabletop, but it's a very dangerous drug that even a small amount can kill an adult.
There needs to be a full national assault on this drug entering our city.
He added that you can't be a parent and not be angry that one child was killed and three others were rushed to the hospital from the drug exposure. Meantime, two suspects have been charged with murder and another person is being sought by police.
Lance Pry, USA News.
This is Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Pakistan is home to almost 240 million people. Studies indicate that only 1.6% of them claim to be Christian. That means there are over 236 million people in Pakistan who need to be given the chance to hear the gospel and accept Jesus as their Savior. This is why the Tide Ministry is determined to declare the truth about Jesus in the languages spoken by various people groups in Pakistan. Believers in Pakistan and the surrounding region are grossly outnumbered and face extreme persecution. And it's up to us to find ways to support and encourage our brothers and sisters in Christ as they endure discrimination and persevere in the face of blatant attacks. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people around the world whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
It is 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here with you. We got Dr. Curry Myers going to be joining us in just a moment. He is the retired sheriff who has a combined 35 years of professional experience as law enforcement officer at the local, state, and federal level, and as a criminologist professor and university executive. We're taking a look at how much time teens are spending, in fact, up to 10 hours a day is what some reports are saying, on social media. Now, is this contributing to a rise in uncivil behavior? Well, Dr. Myers, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Always a pleasure to be here. Thank you so much.
Okay, so what do you say? Is the 10 hours of social media contributing to this rise of incivility?
Well, it certainly doesn't help when you have, and that's true. I mean, the recent data, the research just last year out of Great Britain shows that the average Generation Z individual is spending a little bit more than 10 hours on social media. And that includes also playing games and those kinds of things as well. Mm-hmm. So when you put all those things together, it's not necessarily surprising as much as people are connected to phones.
Right.
But if you go back and look at youth, or even look at when you were young or I was young, it certainly is much different time and space, because we were outside, we were usually engaged in play, which being engaged in play is probably one of the most important things that you can do from a formation point of view in your youth, and how you play and how you interact with people. And we've become, I think, social media is one of those that drives us into de-individuation, and I've spoken about this a lot in my Substack. There's two areas in particular that I become concerned with when it comes to kind of social well-being. And one is the use and overuse of social media and the internet, because we can get lost in that de-individuation, and we're anonymous when mm-hmm. we're playing yes. on, you know, using the internet. And this is just for kids, but it's adults as well. Mm-hmm. And if you look at the research and the dark psychological traits, especially the dark tetrads, where you have narcissism, Machiavellianism, certain other behaviors that are psychological behaviors, and then you throw in particular sadism, which is occurring when you include the dark tetrads, mm-hmm. It's easier to fall into the dark psychological traits if you are isolated, if you are de-individualized and you don't see people in reality, and you see people as a tool and see other persons as a tool. And in reality, we're really supposed to see other people we're supposed to see our status, or we should, in serving something greater than ourselves when we view, you know, mankind in general. That's how we should view people and how we view things, that I'm here to serve something greater than myself.
Exactly. And that's the hope, right? Go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. And I think the other area that we're seeing increased behavior is mob violence and mob criminality. And mob criminality and operating in groups offers the same de-individuation and anonymity. So both of those are very common in fostering the dark psychological traits. So just think of when you operate in packs, and I'm talking large packs, that you can disappear in those packs and you behave differently. And there's been research and data over centuries on how people behave in packs versus being an individual one-on-one with others. And we've seen crime increase in just about all areas, whether it's homicide or whether it's armed robberies or whether it's carjackings. We are seeing more crimes committed in packs than probably ever before. And
right.
Those packs, and so I think we had somewhere in the area of a 400% increase in carjacking in America, and a lot of those are done by multiple persons at one time. They literally get out of a car, and five or six people will overwhelm another car, generally armed, and then they'll take that car and move on. We're seeing retail theft where it's not one or two people.
Oh my goodness! Yes, exactly.
Stealing,
yeah,
shoplifting.
Yeah.
It's people overcoming and overwhelming businesses, and the result is we're going to have, unfortunately, especially in our urban areas, businesses can't operate. Their P&Ls get all out of whack. Their increase, it's $70 billion a year in loss that's occurring for a lot of these large retail chains collectively. And as a result, they're going to move into areas that are safer. And that will unfortunately lead to food deserts and medical deserts for people who can't move and have to live in those urban sectors, maybe because they're older or they have employment issues or they can't leave their current job, or they may be infirmed. And so that's the people that would need certain types of food and certain types of medicines aren't going to be able to get them because businesses aren't going to be there to provide it. And that's why I wrote The Advent of Feral Man. We have the wilding of America that's occurring.
Exactly.
And I definitely relate it, in my opinion, to a lack of faith, family, and formation.
Right. Well, and the thing is also, the rules of order, I mean, law and order are out the window. I mean, you're encouraging this kind of behavior, not discouraging it. Yes, I mean, it's like a perfect storm. You got fatherlessness, you have, too much time on the hands of these young kids that are not disciplined, they're not directed. Gosh, I remember when I was growing up, Curry, the idea was, you were what you read. Now that's been replaced with you are what, you open into your brain, whether it's social media or television. And this is having such a great impact when you consider the amount of hours. I interviewed this gal. She was a CNN anchor on International, Zane Asher. And her mother found herself raising four children. The husband was died in a car accident when he went back to Nigeria to take one of the sons to kind of, help appreciate the culture. And the mother, understandably, went through some depression. Took her a while. The kids started, losing focus. And she finally, she had to take charge. And one of the things that she told the kids is so invaluable, and I share this with our audience from time to time when this comes up, was she told the kids, she goes, look it, you have 3 8-hour segments of your day. 1 8-hour is you're sleeping. Another 8-hour is you're going to school. That last 8-hour is your future. What you deposit in that last 8-hour will determine your future. And her success story as a single mom and what she's done and who she raised. I mean, I think an Oscar-nominated actor, a very successful businessman, and, of course, a daughter who is a CNN international anchor. So, quite the success story. And so I share that with our audience that they can share that with their kids to look at, okay, what are your kids doing with that last 8 hours? If you see that they're putting those 8 hours into social media, not a good formula for their future, to say the least. We've got more from Dr. Curry Myers on the other side of the break. Stay with
Silver
us.
Has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Hey, we're back. back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. Dr. Curry Myers is with us. He has a combined 35 years of professional experience as a law enforcement officer at the local, state, and federal level, and as a criminologist, professor, and university executive. Dr. Myers, we were talking off air for just a moment that, you know, I was raised to understand that the sheriff is the local law enforcement officer. I mean, he's large and in charge, or she is large in charge, whoever the sheriff is. But it seems that these days, the position of the sheriff is either being rewritten or muted in order to allow for some of these other issues on a statewide or a federal level to encroach on local communities, which was never the design of the Constitution or the office of sheriff, was it?
Well, that's true, and it's been minimized over the years. In fact, the Founding Fathers agree with you, and I also agree with you. Of course, I'm a former sheriff, so I have a little bit of a cognitive bias there, but back then they even recognized the importance of free positions, in particular in law enforcement. From the federal end, it was the United States Marshal's office. The other federal government agency was United States Customs for border enforcement and trade and items coming into the country. So you had the U.S. Marshals being domestic and customs at the border. And then the other one was the great American sheriff that was there throughout. So the U.S. Marshal and the sheriff were the ones that primarily were engaged in the protection of society and arresting individuals, and they were criminal justice public policy, and not taking anything away from police departments. We have very fine police departments that mm-hmm. became very modernized, and we need police departments because they have different functions. The role of sheriff and a police chief is different. Mm-hmm. But there's a couple things that are really important about the sheriff. One of the first one is the sheriff should always be elected. They yes. should never be something that is appointed by another person, like a mayor appoints a police chief, mm-hmm. the sheriff,
or a city council, or anything like that.
Yeah,
right.
So yeah. you get when you have a person who has been elected by the people, it's different, and it makes that sheriff's position different because not only are they responsible for the day to day operations of running a sheriff's department and the personnel in that department and maintaining the jails and those kinds of things. But when you have an elected sheriff, they play an instrumental role in speaking on behalf of the public and in having effective criminal justice public policy. Now, I live in the Midwest. The sheriff plays an extremely important role. As a matter of fact, in Kansas, it's a constitutional position. That means it can't be done away with. There have been and there are counties, especially home rule counties, as they get large, want to get rid of elected positions and they want to have things appointed. And the sheriff is one of those that are fighting throughout the United States. The sheriffs are fighting to maintain their positions because, quite frankly, people in power do not like diversity of power.
Right,
and the sheriff
exactly.
is someone that can stand alone. And I would make the argument that the county sheriff is actually one of the most powerful elected officials in the county
mm-hmm.
because
right.
they are elected and they're responsible for an entire county. And a good mm-hmm. sheriff is going to work closely and side by side with their police departments that are in their jurisdiction. It shouldn't be an us versus them model. There's things that could be done together. But ultimately, sheriffs, in my opinion, not all do this, but sheriffs need to make sure that they are striving for effective criminal justice public policy. And when a mayor or a city or an elected official runs afoul of that or comes up with an idea that runs afoul of that, he or she, as the sheriff, really should be in a position where they stand up for the people and say,
exactly.
that's not what the Constitution says. So that's
you see,
in New Mexico.
Yeah,
we just saw that with Second Amendment issues where sheriffs.
Exactly. Well, this is what brings up this conversation, because New Mexico was one, and there's going to be more action like this, because it seems particularly in the blue states where there is this move to, you know, centralize power, you know, to your point, and to move, you know, to minimize the effectiveness of sheriffs. I mean, that's a very powerful and sobering position. I mean, for example, along the southern border, what's going on? And you think, okay, where are the sheriffs there in those local communities? Because don't they have a say about the open border?
Yeah, there's a border, a sheriff's border organization that is constantly meeting with DHS and the Secretary of Homeland Security and complaining about the lack of border enforcement. Our border is a major issue. I wrote on Substack just last week a bit, and it was entitled, "Have We Forgotten Lessons Learned from 9/11?
Exactly,
and,
yes.
And over time, what we have done, we know that all 19 attackers were into the country illegally, and we talked about ultimately, just ended up being about 11 of those terrorists were the ones that were able to take down those, to hijack the planes. But now we have Middle Eastern terrorist organization manpower.
We've got a couple hundred now that they have identified that are on the terror list. And that's our point. It took 19, 9/11, and here we are, you know, 22, 23 years later, and, you know, we're making the same mistakes. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, and it's not just those. We have Chinese.
Yes.
I certainly believe that we have Chinese soldiers that are coming across the border and setting up certain camps. We already know they've set up police departments in the United States. They don't call them police departments, but that's what they are. They're there to enforce on Chinese nationals that are in this country and set up spy programs. But I think we had a Chinese balloon come across our country to gather information, you know, a balloon that can be static, that can be moved back and forth, is so much different than if you have a satellite at, you know, clear up into space. A balloon can get much more specific. So that exposed us to where grids are at, where important targets are located, that even got more granular in detail. And those are hard targets because they're hardened. But people who come into the country who want to act nefarious, I try to make this arithmetically simple. If we have just 1 million people come into this country illegally, and we conservatively estimate that just 1% are people of terror, and 1% is being extremely conservative. We know that we have more than 1 million people. We have closer to probably 15 million people that have come into the country.
How many of those, Curry?
9/11. Yeah,
exactly. How many of those people, of the millions that have come across, so let's just stay with your million. We know it's like over 5 million, but let's just stay with 1 million. Yeah. How many of those are beholden to the cartel?
Well, I mean, we already know, if you talk to any border officer, there are people that are coming across the country because they want to live a better life. I'm not saying that. But a lot of the Latin American countries have released inmates from their prisons and jails.
Exactly.
Specifically to come to the United States. And the reason they did it is because they don't want to maintain them. They don't want to have them.
Let America pay for them, right? And then
exactly.
Trump was maligned because he said, hey, they're not sending their best. Oh, my goodness. Right. All of a sudden it was a racist deal, right? And now all of a sudden, you know, we're looking at the demographics of it all and we're going, you know, Donald Trump, once again, mostly right. I don't know.
Yeah, but, I agree 100%.
Yeah. But here we are, still, I think, you know, these people are not vetted. They're beholden to the cartels. Their alliance is not to the United States. Traditionally, when we're talking about immigration, you know, people wanted to assimilate. People want to pledge allegiance to this flag in this country. Not so much now with these people are coming across right now. I'll tell you, we've got a hot mess on our hands that we're going to be paying for, you know, for generations down the road. Dr. Curry Myers has been our guest.
Single moment.
everything can change. When a player's sudden cardiac event brought a national football game to a halt, it shone a spotlight on the importance of CPR readiness. Now, with youth sports in full swing, the American Heart Association is rallying parents and coaches to be ready in an emergency. To be ready, learn hands-only CPR. It's a skill anyone can learn in minutes. Visit heart.org/hands-only CPR and become a lifesaver today.
Exergen is the smart choice when selecting a thermometer. As children return to school, keeping them healthy is important. Got a fever? Stay home. To detect fever accurately at home, you need a fast, non-invasive, and clinically accurate thermometer. Exergen provides all of that and is backed by over 100 clinical studies. Accuracy matters. Be smart and safe. Measure temperature accurately with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
USA News Update. The wreckage of a missing FB-35B stealth fighter jet has been found in South Carolina. Military and civilian agencies had been searching for the jet around two lakes near Charleston, but located a debris field some 2 hours northeast of the city in rural Williamsburg County. The pilot ejected from the cockpit and parachuted to safety in a North Charleston neighborhood over the weekend. The investigation as to the cause remains under investigation. Los Angeles County Sheriff Robert Luna says he hopes the Office of Progressive District Attorney George Gascon will prosecute the man suspected in the ambush killing of one of his deputies over the weekend to the fullest extent of the law.
Ryan's family will never see him again.
Kevin Salazar, who was taken into custody yesterday morning after barricading himself in a home for several hours. Thanks for listening. We are USA News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
With the America, Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Rachel Alexander joins us now, the former Maricopa County Elections Attorney, former Maricopa Prosecutor. She's a reporter at the Arizona Sun-Times and Star News Network. She's a busy, busy gal, and we're lucky to get her here. Rachel, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on, Bill.
Well, always good to have you here, and especially talking about a case that you have been nonstop connected with, and this is what's, it's been happening with John Eastman. Break that down for us.
Well, basically what's going on, and I've been covering the trial every single day, it's been going on for several weeks now, is he's being targeted by the California State Bar merely because he represented President Trump in his election challenges in 2020 over all the election fraud. And the fascinating thing about this case is all the evidence that was never allowed to come out in the 2020 election challenges by these judges who kept making up these technicalities to dismiss cases, the evidence is finally coming out in this, disbarment trial. So,
right.
So it's incredible. We're learning about state by state, this last week, all they discussed was the election fraud in Georgia. Mm-hmm. And we've got, some of these top experts, this guy named Garland Favorito, mm-hmm. who's from this voter GA organization, election integrity organization in Georgia, and he's very meticulous, he's very exact, he's a longtime IT consultant whose specialty was the voting machines. Mm-hmm. He's just been testifying brilliantly and running circles around the bar's attorney who's trying to, like, beat him up on little technical issues or technical mistakes, and he can't do it because Favorito's just, I think the guy's a genius.
He knows his stuff, right? I mean, a name like Garland Favorito sounds like something out of a romance novel, but this guy's got his act together, no doubt.
I know. I prefer to say he's one of my favorites. But the other interesting aspect of it is they're extensively going over whether the vice president, you know, Pence, have the authority to reject or delay accepting certification of electoral slates from the disputed states. This is finally coming out, and the mainstream media has lied to us and said that the vice president didn't have the authority. But you have people like this esteemed constitutional law professor from Berkeley, John Yoo, testifying how the majority of the scholarship is in favor of the vice president having this authority. That, you know, it's looked at these elections in the past and 1796 and 1800, and then we all know about the Hawaii case in 1960, where it was clear the vice president had the authority.
Exactly. Well, if he didn't have the authority, then why did they? My understanding was that Congress, during the lame duck session, because it was after all this happened, that I think they were able to modify the law to make sure that, you know, there would not be any question about it going forward. Is that true?
That's 100% true. Why did Congress, you know, pass this law stating that the vice president does not have substantive authority to decide whether to, you know, if it was so clear that the vice president didn't have the authority, why did Congress pass this law stating that he didn't?
Exactly. Well, you know, explain to our audience, if you would, exactly what was in play here, because I thought it was a little goofy, frankly. You know, during the debate, it was like Mike Pence wanted to spend 2.5 minutes to get everybody's, you know, pinky swear oath that he did the right thing there. And I thought, well, that's kind of odd. Methinks you complain too much. What was exactly at issue, Rachel, as you understand it?
Well, Mike Pence has changed his mind. I mean, I think he's a complete liar. You know, before January 6th, he went in there saying they were going to, you know, look into doing something and getting to the bottom of it. And he acted like he was going to reject the electoral slate. Mm-hmm. And so now he's going around saying in the debates and everywhere else, he's saying, you know, we knew that the vice president didn't have this authority. Da, 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 da. That's not true, because that is not how he was acting before January 6th. He's having this convenient amnesia, and for those of us with long memories, we know he's just a liar.
Exactly. So, but the point was, is that the vice president had the positional authority to reject those electoral votes if there was suspicion of fraud or, you know, something that made it look fishy, which I think you got a lot of stuff hanging in the balance here. I mean, like over 1,000 sworn affidavits. You had a lot of smoke. And unfortunately, you didn't have a court that was willing to, you know, really do a do its due diligence in taking on these challenges. They just kicked the can up the road, and here it is. It ends up on January the 6th, right there while they're counting the votes.
Right. It was an absolute travesty of justice. And, you know, I've now heard these experts discussing the 1796 and 1800 cases extensively. And you had Jefferson and Adams, you had two of our founding fathers exercising their discretion. In one of those two cases, they basically said that they were going to accept votes from a disputed state and they were not going to accept any more discussion on the House floor. So that right there is 100% evidence that they were exercising their authority, their substantive authority.
Mm-hmm. And so that was then, and of course, you know, what an education for everybody that's been following, and especially for you as an attorney. This just has to be all kinds of, you know, great fun. And when I say great fun, I mean just from a standpoint of, you know, really understanding, you know, the nuance here, because, you know, for everyday voters, this might be a little bit too nuanced for them. Do you think?
Yes, that's how the MSM and the left has been able to get away with all this whitewashing, is because, you know, who has time to sit here and watch the trial for several hours a day? And they're not letting you access it anywhere outside of the trial hours. Like, you have to watch it live streaming, and that's it. And to me, that's an absolute, that's an outrage, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, when you have these big trials, you know, Johnny Depp versus Amber Heard, I mean, it's streamed, and then people can go watch the video later. But this, you know, the O.J. Simpson trial, we all remember watching, you know, parts of that.
Amazon.
You know, this is an outrage for this judge to restrict it so regular people with 9-to-5 jobs can't even watch it, and no one's allowed to record it. The Bannon War Room tried to, like, live stream it, and she called them out directly during the trial and said, you're not even allowed to take photos. It's just outrageous.
Well, that's insane, especially, you know, for reporting on it. As you know, I mean, you can't take notes fast enough. So how can you, you know, stay with everything?
I believe it's being done deliberately. And, you know, thankfully, I am one of those reporters who I'm super, super quick. And so I am able to keep up with it. I'm not able to get everything I want, obviously, because I am going to miss some stuff. And I don't think there's any prohibition on using programs like Otter, which is artificial intelligence that records the speaking. So I probably could use that if I wanted to, but I don't like Otter because it makes so many mistakes. But it's being done deliberately, in my opinion, and I think that's really limited all the reporting on the case. I mean, I've had everybody tell me around the country, I'm the only reporter in the country covering every single day. I see one guy in the courtroom, and I think he's an LA Times reporter. But I think his coverage is, you know, it's one, number scant, it's scant, and number two, it's extremely biased.
Right. Well, like, that's what we need. We need more bias, right? Unbelievable. I mean, this is the thing. I mean, clearly, anything that has, and anyone who's... name is associated with Donald Trump, you know, the crosshairs are on your back. I mean, Donald Trump said as much, and for them to come after, you know, John Eastman, who has been long respected, you know, for his, you know, his legal mind, is just unbelievable that they're, you know, they're coming after him. And what I love about John Eastman is whenever he's interviewed, again, consistent with his personality and his confidence in what he knows, it's interesting to watch how some of these some of these news reporters will ask him questions, and you can tell they're clearly not in the same league as John Eastman. Got to go to quick break. We've got more from Rachel Alexander. Stay with us.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances. heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnybay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnybay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnybay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
We're back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Rachel Alexander continues with us. She's the former Maricopa County elections attorney, former Maricopa prosecutor. And, boy, you've expanded your reach as well, because now you're reporting for the Arizona Sun-Times and the Star News Network. I guess you weren't busy enough, huh?
Well, thankfully, the Star News Network is the Arizona Sun-Times, so they're just running my articles because they're more national interest and not really Arizona as much on John Eastman. That's our sister site.
Right. Well, so as it stands right now, Rachel, help our audience understand how significant this case is, regarding Trump's former attorney, John Eastman, and where it stands today.
Well, and I want to point out, you know, you said he's a very impressive legal scholar. I mean, I would argue he may be the number one constitutional legal scholar on the right in the United States. So they're going after, you know, somebody who's incredibly impressive. And the ramifications of this are so serious, because if they can take down him, they can take down any conservative attorney. And that's what they're trying to do. I'm actually trying to find trying to start a conservative legal defense group, also offense group, so we can go file complaints against left-wing attorneys, because these conservative attorneys need protection, because the 65 exactly. Project and all these other left-wing attorneys are filing bar complaints against them like crazy. And so the left wants to just set this precedent. So basically, if you advise a conservative person on conservative issues, this will set a precedent that you can be, disbarred, because the laws of the rules that govern attorneys are so vague and so broad. I believe most of them are, most of these vague and broad ones are unconstitutional. They've just never been challenged. Here in Arizona, we're a right-to-work state, so why do you have to be a member of a union in order to practice law? It doesn't even make any sense. But I do believe there is some hope. I know Eastman's attorneys drafted his opening arguments for Skoda. So I believe there is no way that those academics on the Supreme Court and, you know, Eastman clerked for Clarence Thomas, I don't believe there's any way they're going to uphold his disbarment.
Right. Well, and the thing is, beyond this, like you said, you've got to bully a bully. And the left has gone way overboard here with all these indictments of President Trump, now the personal attack of an attorney. What happened to, you know, to client-attorney privilege?
Well, and look at all these attorneys who represent absolute scumbags, you know, terrorists who have killed people. And those attorneys will get up on the stand or in their pleadings, and they will lie, and they will tell the judge, well, my client could not have been there at the scene of the murder because he was having lunch with his wife. When the attorney knows, he's lying. And
yes,
Nothing ever happens to them. Nothing ever happens to these attorneys. To me, that is far worse than, you know, Eastman advising President Trump on whether or not one of several options he gave him was whether Pence could reject the electoral slate.
Well, and especially when it's clear that there was some, you know, some confusion about this, and you know, and there's plenty of evidence, you know, to that fact, and even if Mike Pence would have exercised his positional authority, then you know, it's amazing, because if it had been the other way around, the Democrats would have exercised that authority and said, okay, we'll deal with it 2 years later down, you know, in the court, right?
That's right. I mean, to me, I just feel like if people don't start paying attention and taking a stand, we're going to lose the legal system, because we're not going to have any attorneys left to represent any of us. And they've already made so many inroads with the Lawfare, which is now turned into prosecution. I mean, you know, when they came after me, it was merely a civil process back then. Now they're going after them with prosecution. I mean, I can't believe the people they're coming after. Here in Arizona, we are expecting any day our Democrat activist attorney general to indict the alternate slate of electors here.
Well, and if he does that, what does that mean?
I mean, basically, they're going to be prosecuted. So, you know, they're going to go through the same thing that the electoral slate and other people in Georgia are going through right now. You know, and John Eastman's also being prosecuted in Georgia.
They're going to bankrupt everyday citizens, basically.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, they've all got GoFundMes, you know, GoFundMe won't let you raise for stuff like that, so give, send, go. But, I mean, these poor people being vilely, you know, prosecuted by the left are having to raise money because, yeah, they'll bankrupt them. I mean, they pretty much bankrupted me when they came after me. I didn't file bankruptcy, but I have massive debt to this day.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and you know, and here it is, you know, you're guilty of exercising your civil right and right as a citizen to participate in an election, and to you know, you're not breaking the law. These are, you know, these are well established laws, are they not?
Yes, I believe, like, the things about, you know, attorneys advising their clients and you know, all the election fraud issues, I don't see anything there that, you know, violated the law or violated an ethical rule. I mean, to me, it's pretty darn black and white. And all these legal scholars who have been testifying in Eastman's trial, they've made the case so well, and this judge has been so bad, that a constitutional law professor I know, and I'm not going to say his name, he doesn't want me to, but he told me that he believes there's a very good chance even the California Supreme Court, which is all Democrats, he doesn't think they're going to fully uphold the disbarment. He thinks they're going to maybe just drop it to like a censure or something.
because they got to do something, right, for all the hoopla and everything that they've done. They can't very well just say, well, we probably shouldn't have gone there, although there's been, you know, many legal scholars who have agreed and said that this should never have risen to this point. But, you know, the left cannot help itself. And as you said, what's at threat here is the entire legal system.
Right. I think the California Supreme Court's going to, you know, what I call, you know, the biblical expression, split the baby. So,
yes.
Right. They can say, well, you know, Eastman kind of overreached. But on the other hand, you know, this judge in her kangaroo court was so bad that we can't, you know, we can't validate that, or we're going to look like a bunch of, you know, freaks.
Yeah. Well, Rachel, you know, the thing is all that's being demonstrated here, you know, and we're on the outside looking in, but you know, you're not that far outside looking in, because you got to know, if they can come after John Eastman or President Trump, who's next? You know, everybody is free game after this. But the question, see, what is underlying all this, the 800,000-pound gorilla in the room, is the 2020 election. It's the whole process. But they can't touch that. And every time that is brought up, you know, let's investigate that. I mean, we've spent all kinds of money on January 6th, but God forbid that we spend one dime whatsoever on the 2020 elections. And why, you've got a majority of Americans agreeing that something fishy went on with the 2020 elections. But no, let's forget that. Let's just move on. And we're going to continue to jail January 6th, patriots. And torment anybody else that has had any association whatsoever with Donald Trump.
That's a really great juxtaposition. And I know part of the reason they don't want to discuss 2020 election fraud is because of the Dominion lawsuits, and there's another voting machine one that's suing. You know, I find it so interesting, Bill. You know, people like you are wonderful and bold, and you will have me on your show. But I don't get invites from Fox News anymore. And poor Newsmax, you know, they're scared to have me on because they're still in the middle of their Dominion lawsuit. And they can't, you know, they can't afford a $780 million settlement like Fox News did with Dominion. So this stuff isn't even getting out. Nobody wants to talk about it. Everybody's too scared.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing is that still, I remember the CEO of Dominion in a, I believe it was a Senate hearing, he lied about the modem on the machines. Said they were not connected to the internet. And I think it was Rand Paul said, well, what about this box here? What is that? You know, can you say modem? I mean, this guy flat out lied, right? And then how he's able to somehow leverage, you know, with the courts, this judgment with Fox, you go, what's going on here? Did Fox roll over on this?
It's really incredible. I mean, they obviously hired the top most aggressive attorneys. You know, they've got all these left-wing activist attorneys who are interested in helping them. And you know how lawfare works. Like I always say, I'm a journalist, and you know, I have never been sued for libel. But if they ever come after me and sue me for libel, I don't have much money. You know, they already destroyed me. I'm worried I could lose a libel law because the law, the way the legal system is set up, if you don't have money to defend yourself, even if you're innocent, you can still lose.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Well, see, this is the thing, and this is where we are, sadly, in today's America. And, you know, Rachel, somehow, by the grace of God, whatever it takes, we've got to be able to get this country back on track and get control once again and be able to lop the heads off of these lefties that are just, you know, running this constitutional republic right straight into the ground. Rachel Alexander has been our guest. She is a former Maricopa County elections attorney, former Maricopa prosecutor, and also she is a reporter for the Arizona Sun-Times and the Star News Network. Rachel, as always, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much for being with us. Take care.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
One in three.